remarks come as the largest ever release of oil reserves was agreed by the 32 members of the International Energy Agency. 400 million barrels release it aims to calm international markets amidst the ongoing US-Israeli war against Iran. That's about 4 days' worth in global markets. Well, Paul Deleu is director of the Energy Transition Institute at Robert Gordon University in Aberdeen. And Paul, I wonder how significant you think this release of oil reserves is.
Oh, it's a big deal. I mean, if you think what happened in the last 14 days, by taking 20 million barrels off the market, that's the biggest removal from any time we've seen in the history of the oil markets. It needs a big response. And so this is part of a package that's been put together, first of all, around rerouting some of the Saudi oil to the Red Sea, moving some to the Gulf of Oman, but also the kind of releasing the strategic oil reserves as part of it, but also the lifting the sanction on some of the Russian oil, so that's some oil that flows now to countries like India. So there's a whole bunch of things have happened in reaction of taking an enormous amount of volume up over the last couple of weeks.
What sort of impact do you think the release of these reserves will have on markets?
I mean, it was done for a very specific purpose. Absolutely, to get price stabilization in there and to help to bridge the supply and demand gap as we've seen. And it has to some extent worked because, of course, none of the oil has been released yet. It's only been an announcement that's been released. But the kind of oil price has been relatively stable in the last 24 hours. And, of course, it can change very rapidly. So I think the signals that something is happening is really kind of helping the market sentiment at the moment.
And the UK government obviously is part of this and is going to release, what, 13.5 million barrels. Can we expect that to make a difference to the prices here that we're being charged, or does it all just go straight into a global market we might not see it just immediately here?
Unfortunately, it's all about a global market. If you look at the UK, together we consume around 2.5 million barrels of oil and gas a day. Half of that is oil, the other half is gas. So again, we still produce oil and gas from the North Sea. That will go a long way towards our meeting our demand. We still have ongoing imports. So I expect that what is released from the UK will be blended into our supply over the next couple of weeks and months. So it's not all coming in the next few days. It will be blended in over time as we need it.
Is it enough? 400 million barrels sounds like quite a lot, but as I mentioned, it only is 4 days' global supply is worth.
Yeah, so the world consumes just over 100 million barrels, of course, and the consumption is still there. So it is a really important part that the countries are making this move. But of course, the longer the war goes on, the more oil is off the market, the more kind of volatility we'll see in the marketplace. So I think it's a really important step, and it doesn't happen very often. The last time this happened was in 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine and the US released 118 million barrels. It's only the sixth time in the history of the having strategic reserve that has happened. So most of them are linked to wars. So yeah, it's a big deal. It's the biggest number, and hopefully goes a long way to stabilize some of the sentiment in the short term. But if the conflict continues, the problem will be there, and we will need another intervention in the next weeks or months.
And is that sustainable?
It's a tricky one, because I think there's only so many reserves we have. Each country needs to hold 90 days of reserves, and again, this is part of what the UK holds as well. Some is in storage, some is in reservoirs in the North Sea. Of course, you can't, if the supply is not there, you cannot keep on adding it from storage. So it needs a structural solution. There are ways of doing it, and it needs the right political will from the players in the Gulf at the moment.
So do you think we'll still see prices going up at the pumps and for heating oil?
Yeah, at the moment, prices will be hugely volatile because traders don't know how to price the uncertainty. So as long as the political debate continues, as long as the attacks continue, as long as the damage on the infrastructure continues, there will be massive volatility. And unfortunately, as consumers, they'll be on the receiving end of that.
Paul, always good to talk to you. Thank you for being with us. Paul Deleu there, who's from the Energy Transition Institute at Robert Gordon University.